Back speaking with Matt Boys this morning from Solus Minerals. Matt, good to see you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. It's a pleasure. Always a pleasure to be back.
Look, it's been a big week for you following the news yesterday around the acquisition of the Jaguar Lithium project in Brazil. Tell us a bit more about the asset.
Fantastic. I've joined, as I mentioned before, in March, April this year, and my focus has initially been trying to put my foot on an asset in Brazil in the lithium space. So we've spent the last 3 months, or I've spent the last 2 months in Brazil, basically looking at assets in the north and east, northeastern Brazil, up in Borborema and up in Bahia and Rio Grande do Norte area, trying to pick up an asset that can give us a leg up and really something that we can basically move into a drill straight away, get ourselves some good information, some quality numbers out of a quality pigment site. We were introduced to this asset probably a month ago now, and immediately it obviously jumps out here the potential that's there. It's a massive pegmatite outcropping at surface. There's about 50 meters in an exposed grimpa or I guess it's an artisanal mine. So you've got a very small artisanal mine where they've been extracting some pegmatite, basically mostly for quartz, feldspar, and other base metals and base minerals that they're using for kaolin and the ceramics industry. And then you've got this face which is about 50 meters wide, and you've got spodumene crystals up to 2 meters in width and length in that. So it's quite spectacular. I've not seen something like that here in WA or anywhere else really. So obviously, the opportunity is compelling, and we decided that we would do everything we could to get our foot on the asset. We've done that, and in 14 days we're drilling. So hopefully news flow will be rapid and it will be good.
And it sits on a granted mining lease.
It does. It's pretty much got everything in its favor. It's just on a granted mining lease. It's 80 kilometers by sealed road from a town or a city called Petrolina, which is a 4 hour drive to the coast, and a port, same port that actually Sigma's using to export its product from. It's got great infrastructure. There's a town which can support the exploration there. It's 4 kilometers off the main highway. There's power and water which runs past it. So, yeah, and it's got a granted mining lease. It's already got a lease in place for the extraction of Dimension Stone. They have been mining there. So, there will be potentially a very short lead time to production on the asset.
What will be the objective of this initial drill campaign?
Really, I mean, the objective is to give ourselves an initial idea of what the potential size of the pegmatite could be. So we haven't found the edges of it. So it's that thick that on the eastern side, there's where they've been extracting the dimension stone from the albite sort of feldspar rich portion of the pegmatite. You can walk through that until you get to the quartz spodumene center of the system, but you can't get to the other side because it's not exposed. So the pegmatite runs into the wall of the pit, and we don't know where it finishes. So the objective is, as initially, is to get 4 or 5 diamond holes along the strike of the actual mineralization. I think we've got about 2,500 meters planted. There's quite a few more holes than that, but the initial before our 90-day due diligence period is up is to get 4 or 5 holes in and really give ourselves an idea of what the potential of the asset holds. I'd be very disappointed if at 50 meters below that open pit there's no more pegmatite. But so I think really what we'll see is it'll be a confirmation that firstly how deep the oxidization is, and then how thick that pegmatite actually is, and confirmation of the mineralization, which is what we're really after.
And the guys at Latin Resources, your largest shareholder, they'll be lending some support from an exploration and geological perspective, will they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have a partner in country that has done a lot of the legwork for you. So legal, on the infrastructure side, on the support base side, they've got geologists in country. We've actually just employed 3 geologists ourselves this week, so we've got a team building up ourselves as well. Yeah, it's more of a shortcut and a way just to facilitate getting things moving quickly, especially from an administration point of view. And obviously, there's a lot of projects that come presented to both Latin and ourselves, and it gives us a portfolio of things to review and looking at ways that we can bring in additional projects into the company in a short period of time. So, yeah, fantastic having that support. It really does. And you know, you're not going in blind. So that's a massive help.
And Matt, just while I've got you this morning, any activity planned as far as Peru?
Yeah, finally we're back in Peru. It's obviously been a difficult 6 months there with the political environment and things that are happening and not particularly safe for people to be working, but it's all settled down now. We have started geophysical programs in Peru, and we'll have some news out on that, updating the mark shortly. So yeah, good news for Peru as well. Exploration for copper is kicking off, and we'll update the market as we move forward with that as well.
Good to see you. Matt, thanks for your time.
Thanks. Always a pleasure, Andrew. Thank you very much.